The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about Disney parks than most grown women should, and we are perfectly okay with that.
Totally okay with it.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Patty from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal vacations. You can find me on all socials at NoGuiltWife. And, hey, who's this fourth person here? We got an extra person here. What's going on?
Hi.
Isn't this exciting?
It is exciting.
Well, we have our first guest today.
Yay.
Welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, Candace.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be on.
Candace is joining us from the Geeky Girl Gab podcast. Tell us a little about yourself, Candace.
Well, let me tell you about Geeky Girl Gab first. That is more about everything I'm about right now. It's me and two of my childhood friends. We are just the geekiest, nerdiest people you would ever know. And we like to cover nerd topics from a girl's point of view. Currently, we're rewatching the entire Star Wars saga, including the holiday special.
Oh, my.
Excellent.
We're going deep, guys.
I don't know if excellent is quite the word I would have gone with, but I admire your strength in this task.
It was hard. It was hard.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we are thrilled to have you here. Today, we thought it would be fun to play a little round of Never Have I Ever. And if you remember the last time we played this, I did it completely wrong. Big surprise. So, Jane, tell me again how to do this right.
The no guilt way how we're going to do this is each of us goes around and says, never have I ever. And then you say something you've never done at the Disney parks. And then we'll kind of discuss it. Who's done it? Who hasn't? What do we think? Is it worth it? And from there, we'll just kind of go on chit-chatting away.
All right. I think I can do that. Now, let me remember, we did something with drinking last time, and if Teresa says never have I ever done something, if I have done it, then I could drink my water. If I have not done it, then I don't say anything. Is that how we're doing this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. So, you know, in the real world, this is a lovely drinking game, and you would drink your water or other beverage.
Any other beverage you might have in hand.
Your apple juice or whatever.
I'm a fan of lemonade.
You would drink that if you had done the thing that was mentioned. So let's say I said, never have I ever gone to Magic Kingdom. Then every single one of us would have to drink.
Right.
Okay. Many times.
Got it. Many times. Right. We'd be chugging. Okay, cool. All right, so let's kick this off. I think, Teresa, you're up first. Go for it.
Yeah, I will go first, and I'm going to say something that might be a little shocking here, because mine's something I have never done in Epcot. So
what?
Everybody brace yourselves. I'm waiting for the guests.
I've been listening, and I understand you. That's your favorite park, right?
It is. But so mine is never have I ever been to the Festival of the Holidays at Epcot.
Oh, I love Festival of the Holidays.
I want to go, but because I usually plan my trips around my birthday at the beginning of November, for me, it's just usually been either because of work or other things, just too close to travel down that quickly again. At some point, I want to do it. It's on my list, but yeah, I've never gone, and that's probably like the biggest thing in Epcot that I've never done.
Wow.
Yeah, I miss it every time because I show up for a marathon weekend, and it's over, right?
Right. Yeah, because yeah, it's
so. Right. It's in between mm-hmm. Wine and Dine and Marathon. And those are the two weekends that a lot of times I've been down there. So I've just have not been in the middle of that.
Yep.
Yeah, I live an hour mm-hmm. away from the parks and I actually have never gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have an Etsy shop and also just I used to do wedding photography full time. And that December would just be my busiest month no matter what I would be doing.
Right, and I especially imagine down in Florida too, because that's one of the cooler months. If you have a cool time in Florida.
Oh yeah, we would have so many weddings.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that of the four festivals that Epcot has, it's definitely not as big as any of the others, and it's definitely geared more towards sweet treats. Like they do a cookie trail where you eat like five different cookies around the world and then you get a free cookie because once you eat five cookies, what's better than a sixth cookie? And there is like a Chippendale ornament scavenger hunt. And then obviously you can go from country to country and see the stories of Christmas or if there are particular winter holidays, you can see the story, I believe, of Kwanzaa. I know that they have the story of Hanukkah. So it's really fun. It's really a nice little add, but it's definitely not as big as the other festivals.
Yeah, it's not due to lack of interest. It's just due to lack of time. I can't hashtag do it all. So I don't know. Maybe I just need to move down there. That's the next step, obviously.
Again, I live an hour away. Still have not made it there. It's been on my list. I keep trying to do it, but I'm also like I have a gold membership. So then I'm like blocked off half of December. So
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I will also add that the California Adventure does a holiday festival, and their festival is way better than our festival here in
Epcot. Yes, I've seen that's the Viva Navidad.
Yeah, that one's
great. I have actually so been to that one.
I've heard everybody loves that one, especially of the options in California.
Yeah, it's a great one. Yeah, no, I love it. All right, who's next?
Mine has to do with Disneyland. And I have never have I ever been on the Matterhorn.
Yeah. I know Patty, you have you're a good story of that being one of your earliest memories. So we know that you have been on the Matterhorn.
I have been on the Matterhorn.
So this is when you do drink because you have done it.
All right. I'm gonna grab my water. Go for it. Yeah, been on the Matterhorn many, many times. And every time I'm on it, I say, I will never ride this stupid thing again. And then, you know, I'm back on it again. It hurts, y'all.
That See, I have dreams hurts. Of going on it.
It hurts.
The one time I was there was down for refurbishment, and I'm glad I looked up before because I probably would have cried if I went and it wasn't open.
Yes.
Not knowing. Do you guys remember the VHS sing-along tapes?
Oh,
in the 90s?
So many of them. Yes.
Okay, so they had all those Disney ones, and one of my favorites was the parks, and they did, I think they did Zippity Doo Dah. They showed the Matterhorn, and I couldn't understand as a child why we didn't have that ride here in Florida. Then I found out it was in California, and I made it like my dream, my destiny to go to Disneyland. And of course, the one time I go, it's not open.
Well, luckily, I don't think it's going anywhere. So I think
it's a classic.
You have some time. No, for me, I remember the first thing I knew about it was actually watching That Thing You Do, because they have the scene where
yeah,
like, you know, the character, he's like, he escapes and he goes to Disneyland for the day and he's got like Mickey behind him. I was like, well, I want to ride the Matterhorn with Mickey. Like, I didn't get to do that yet, but no, it was really exciting to finally go and ride it for the first time.
I'm such a jerk. I rewatched that movie recently and I love the movie. The movie's adorable. But that whole thing, I was like, this is so unrealistic. He does not get characters. He had all of them with him. He rode the Matterhorn with them. He walked around all day with the characters. That does not happen.
Oh my. If you know Tom Hanks, it does.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Need to know the right people, Patty.
Correct. Apparently, Tom has not been there with me. So we should correct that, Tom. I'm open, you know, next time.
Because he listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm, he does.
Everybody. Yes, he's on our list of listeners.
Well, he and Bob Iger get together and listen to it mutually, and then they discuss things because, of course, they do, right? So
I'm sure that's what they're doing. Okay, are you ready? Never have I ever gotten Galactic Hero on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin.
I did once, but I couldn't tell you how. I literally have no idea how I got to it. Because, so listeners who don't know, I am visually impaired. So this is like not my skill set whatsoever. So I just like to shoot things. And all of a sudden it came up on my screen. I'm like, I don't know what happened, but I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, that's kind of funny, Teresa, actually. I did get it.
I've gotten really close, but that's only because it stopped.
So I did get Galactic Hero once, and I got it because we were completely paused and at a standstill, you know, a little writer breakdown, magical moment, whatever you want to call it. But here's the funny thing is, I don't play those games. I ride the ride because my friends like to play the game and they like to shoot and they like to do those things. But like Toy Story Mania, Space Ranger Spin, I don't do it. I will just sit there and watch everybody else do it. I'm not into that. I can't tell you why. It's just like a thing with me. I absolutely hate it. So I am the last person in the entire Disney fandom that should ever, ever, ever be able to claim that they got Galactic Hero. Oh, but we were sitting there for so long.
That ride's like
long.
3 minutes long, right?
I finally was just like, ah, I wonder how long it'll take for me to do this. For the record, it took about 12 minutes, but I did make it.
But specifically because I got it, and like I said, I could not tell you what or how or why. I think that they just randomly give it to people occasionally, and that's what happened to me, because I there's no way.
I think there is one spot, like a jackpot somewhere in that ride that gives you like all the points. I just don't know where it is. I've been looking for it all my life.
I feel like, because I read the little, like, you know, how to find it instructions on the internet every time I go, because I want to hit a Galactic Hero. And they say it's in like the first room and it's above the volcano and blah, blah, blah. But honestly, I have no idea where the little shooter is going. So
I can never see it. So I'm like, okay, let's just have fun.
Yeah, that's why I like Toy Story Mania.
I love Toy Story Mania. And now we know that Patty hates them.
Well, I don't hate them. I just don't participate in them. I don't know. It's a lot of work. And if I'm on vacation, I don't want to work. So I don't play the games. I don't know.
Toy Story
Mania
is arm day.
I guess, like, I'll run, you know, a 5K or a 10K at Disney, but I won't be bothered to play a game. Y'all, you know how I feel about the games, right?
I know.
It's just, I don't do games. It's just a thing.
The trick is you guys have to switch the arms in the middle of the game.
The fingers, they get sore. Yeah, for sure. Okay, am I up? Is it my turn to do a never have I ever? Never have I ever booked a vacation for myself during a pandemic.
Y'all, she can't
I've
even
tried.
Drink.
I've tried and it keeps getting canceled.
She can't even drink because she's lying, because she has booked a vacation for herself during
the
pandemic.
I'm not lying. I told you I booked. Oh, see, I did the game wrong. It was something I was not supposed to have done. I have actually done this. Y'all. Oh my gosh, why can I not get this right?
Yeah, see, the goal is, if you're drinking like grown-up stuff, is you want to get the other people drunk before
yes.
you.
Yes.
I'd be so wasted right now. No, for real. Why can't I? Honestly, what is wrong with me? This is, again, why I don't play games. All right? All right. So.
It's just all games?
I thought I was being so clever and cute and thought that was a fun one and that I could throw that out there. And then I did it totally wrong.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's 2020. Everything goes. All right. Anywho, anybody else book their Disney vacation for you?
Well,
your next
so I
trip?
Attempted to, because I was supposed to arrive at Walt Disney World the day after they closed the parks. So I was like, okay, I'll move it out. And I booked a trip that was supposed to be from June 12th to the 15th. And then I got my email this week that Disney is canceling that one too. So I haven't rebooked anything yet. And especially because they're around the corner is when they're going to announce, or I guess by the time this airs, they will have announced their anticipated date of mm-hmm, reopening. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what that is. We'll see what, you know, if they're doing a reservation system and what that looks like. And then hopefully soon I will have another attempted trip. But yeah, Disney has not been working with me to try and reschedule this.
I do appreciate you giving the old college try there though, Teresa.
One day.
I mean, technically, my trip was booked, and then I just went back in and modified. So I don't really think that counts for booking a new trip during a pandemic. So We'll see if I get to go or not.
You get like special mention.
Basically, I went back and was like, I'm going to upgrade because I'm tired and I deserve it.
Okay, fair. I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm too scared to dream.
You're too scared?
I'm too scared to dream.
Yeah, it's there's definitely been some heartbreaks with these cancellations, but the end is near, the end is near, so at least we assume it is.
Well, I guess since we're on the topic of booking stays, I have another one that kind of falls in line with that. I have never stayed in a Disneyland hotel, one of the three on-property ones. Usually when I go to Disneyland, especially if I'm there for a D23 Expo, I'll usually stay at one of the hotels that's closer to the convention center. I've also stayed at one of the Best Westerns that's right across the street from the entrance to Disneyland, but I've never stayed at any of the three Disneyland hotels.
I've stayed at them all.
Oh, the Disneyland hotel itself is the one that I'm like, I want to stay there and I want to play the music on the headboard before I go to sleep.
That's goals. My favorite thing ever is just that little headboard playing music.
Yeah, I've stayed at them all too, so.
I've only stayed at the Disneyland one, and that was my one trip to Disneyland because I was like, treat myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
This is my childhood dream. I'm going to do it. And it's really great. They upgraded us to a better room, and we had a great view. And I just love the way Disney is set up with that hotel. You can just literally walk to
both. It's so easy.
From your hotel room.
We just came past the 5-year anniversary of when Patty and I stayed at Grand California for the 60th anniversary, like weekend kickoff or whatever. That was just on my Facebook memories.
Yeah, that hotel's gorgeous too. We walked through all of them. We're like, we just need to see what the other two are like.
Right. I know I've been in Grand California and I've been in Disneyland Hotel. I actually don't think I've ever walked into Paradise Pier, as I was right.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think that's why, because I've heard it's, you know, not.
It's very
generic. So I've been inside of the other two hotels, but yeah, I've never. I want to stay in one eventually. And again, a Disney trip that was canceled. My work was supposed to have a conference at Disneyland in the Disneyland Hotel in July, which is no more. Oh, so, no. Pandemic is just taking all the Disney away from me right now.
Pandemic is the worst.
jerks.
Well, speaking of hotels, I have never have I ever stayed in a monorail resort.
Oh, yeah.
I've stayed on so many places on property, but I have never stayed at the Contemporary, Polynesian, or Grand Floridian, and that has been another goal of mine since being a child.
I rented points once to stay at Bay Lake Tower. And then I actually was there for another conference that I did get a room at the Contemporary. But then for Polynesian and Grand Floridian, my good friend Chrissy, very, very graciously, she had rooms there for one of the race weekends. And it was during my birthday, so she let me come stay with her. So we did a little resort hopping. But so, yeah, thankfully to her, I got a chance to stay. And I got to complete the monorail loop. But I think it was only for one night each. So I'd love to do an actual long, extensive stay, especially at a Polynesian, in a bungalow. Not picky, you know, any of those is fine.
I am fortunate to own DVC. So I have stayed at all the resorts, and I have actually gotten to stay in a bungalow at the Polynesian, which is the best. It's the absolute best thing to do, especially if you're not going to do any park time. I highly recommend it. But yeah, I can check off those monorail resorts.
Yeah, me too. I am not DVC, but I have stayed with Cash Money on all three places. However, fun fact, I've stayed at Polynesian twice, and both times were magically upgrade from, one was from a value and one was from a moderate resort that I got upgraded to. So I've never actually paid to stay at the Polynesian. I've just been lucky enough to have pixie dust land on me, and that pixie dust was flavored like a Lapu Lapu, and it was beautiful.
That's amazing. Now,
was that before they started doing the online check-in, when you actually had to go to the desk to check in, or has that happened since?
Well, the first time, yes, it was before online check-in. What had happened was I had booked a royal guest room for Princess Half Marathon weekend, but it was when they were first being built, and they were literally going to be ready just in time for Princess Half Marathon weekend. But they were not ready, and I got this random phone call I think I had entered like some, you know, sleep in Cinderella Castle or something, a promotion on Facebook. And so when I got the phone call and it said 407, I thought, holy cats, y'all. Like, it's happening. It's happening. I am going to say. It wasn't that. However, it was a very lovely, lovely cast member who was like, would it be okay? That's not going to, that room's not going to be ready for you. I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if we moved you to, say, the Polynesian? I was like, oh,
let me
gosh,
think about
yes.
that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how that one came to be. And then the second time, actually, it was just this past marathon weekend, and we were supposed to stay at the Suites, Art of Animation Suites, which I've stayed there before, but the girls that I was rooming with, they had not stayed there before, so they wanted to check it out. They walked into their suite, and it smelled like smoke. They said it was awful. So they immediately turned right back out, went and got the manager, and the manager was like, okay, give us a couple of hours. We have magic, you know, that we can come in, and we can clean your room, and we'll get it cleaned. So supposedly they tried to work the magic. And when the girls went back in later, they were like, no, now it just smells like wet smoke. Like, whatever you think you did not change anything. And, you know, there's the QR codes that you can find in the hotel rooms now that you can bebop and get connected to the general manager. It's like a direct line to the general manager, apparently. They found that. They contacted them. And within like 5 minutes, he had called them back and said, ladies, I am so sorry this happened to you. I do have a room at the Polynesian. I don't know if you want it because you have five people and this is going to, you know, you're going to lose a bathroom, but that's the best I can do. We were like, fine. Y'all, it was theme park view. We sat there and watched fireworks. We had the castle right in front. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was really great. So yeah, it worked out, but that's, I had two awesome pixie dust adventures to the Polynesian.
But Jane, you made the great point that I think especially if you're going to treat yourself to do something like that, it's great to do when it's a trip where you're going to plan to spend more time relaxing or more time at the resort, because it is such a big, you know, more of a cost to stay there. And like, you may as well make sure you have the time built into your day to enjoy it.
Yeah, 100%. When I stayed at the bungalow last year, we never planned on going in the parks, and you know, we just checked in, went in our bungalow, sat outside on our private patio. We had a little soaker pool. You could see the castle. We played games. We drank adult beverages, and they pipe in music for you. We ordered Ohana to the bungalow. They brought it right to us. And then we watched fireworks and the music pipes in for the fireworks. It was great. And then the next morning we got up, we ordered Tonga toast to the room. They brought that room service. So we literally did not leave the room. We were like, if we're doing this, we're going to make the most of it. And it was amazing. Like, where all of us that did it, we were like, we can't wait to do it again.
I think I would agree with that.
We're trying.
I see nothing wrong with any of those things that you checked off there.
We're trying. Never have I ever eaten a carrot cake cookie.
Jane.
I was like, where is she?
We cannot be friends. We cannot be friends anymore.
Honestly,
we're done.
I have never heard of a carrot cake cookie.
It is so good. It is my favorite thing. I mean, it was legit the only thing that got me physically into Hollywood Studios for years and years and years. I walked in, I would get my carrot cake cookie, and then I would leave. Guys, it's that good. It's worth bopping on over there for your carrot cake cookie.
I mean, listen, this was on my list from when I made my list for this show anyway. But for those of you at home that don't know, I have severe ADD, and so I can't pay attention to anything. And of course, while we're recording, I'm also scrolling Facebook because that's how I operate. And in the shout out to the My Favorite Murder Disnerdorino group, someone said they were making carrot cake cookies today. And I just saw that 2 minutes ago and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really a thing. Everybody loves this carrot cake cookie.
I'm trying to remember. I think I've had it once back when Writer Stop existed. I think I've had it once, but if I did, it was like 7 or 8 years ago. It was a while back. I mean, where is it now? Because that Writer's Stop is no more.
You can get it at Starbucks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. I think that's where they also shuttled some of my cupcakes that used to be at, oh gosh, what's it called? Why can't I think of the...
The candy shop that they used to have there?
The one that was kind of like off to the side of Brown Derby, like the bakery that was over there.
Oh yeah, they like started... Gosh, I know what that is too, yeah. They only had it open in the morning sometimes, and then they just like slowly faded away.
Yeah, back in the day, when you had to go get your paper fast pass, I would always go there and get a cupcake and then run over on my sugar high to Toy Story Mania to get the fast pass. But that's for another show. So Candace, have you ever had the carrot cake cookie?
Yeah, I shared it with one of my friends when we were at Hollywood Studios last.
And you a fan or?
Yeah, definitely. I just...
So Patty...
It's too much sugar for me is the issue. I'm already just so excited being at Disney that I try to limit my sugar because I just get so hyper.
Understandable.
I just like to combine the Disney and the sugar and just bounce off the walls because clearly that's not part of my natural persona anyway. I need all of that extra artificial energy.
All right, I'm going to wrap up the show with this one. And I don't know if either one of you have done this before. Maybe you, Jane. I don't know. Anyway, Candace, and if it turns out that you've done this yourself, I'm going to be so jealous and need pictures immediately. But never have I ever attended a wedding on property, Walt Disney World or Disneyland, or obviously been married at Disney.
This was the other thing that was on my list of never have I ever.
Oh, okay. I was curious. I was like, she might have, just because you're local and maybe you knew somebody. I don't know. But yeah, I've never been.
No.
No, I've never attended one either. I've walked by many of them, and I've wanted to crash many of their Epcot, you know, their receptions. But no, I've never officially been to one.
No, I haven't. And I know everyone say that it's their dream to have their wedding at Disney, but it's my dream to photograph a wedding at Disney.
Ah, yes. I love it.
That's perfect. You don't have to pay for it, and you get to go.
Right. There you go. The closest that I've ever come to a wedding experience at Disney was the time that a bride and groom came in to the Walt Disney World Marathon Expo in full bridal gear. And I can't remember if they had just gotten married or they had just taken pictures. But whatever the deal was, they had flowers, they had everything, and they came in to get their bibs. And they were running that weekend.
Yes,
it was adorable.
I was there and they were at Runner Relations trying to get something fixed and they were in their complete full bride and groom. And I was like, that was brilliant because now they can't tell them no. It's your wedding day.
So what I'm hearing is I need to A, be able to squeeze into my wedding dress and then B, bring it down to my next race weekend so I could try that.
Correct.
All right, goals. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. I think that we have a lot of never have I ever to still unpack down the lane. But Candace, thanks so much for coming to the No Guilt Disney podcast. And what was your podcast name again?
GeekyGirlGab.com. Oh, sorry. It's GeekyGirlGab.
@.com. Yeah, hey, it's all good. So everybody, if you want to hear more about Candace and what they are talking about over there, definitely go give them a subscribe, hit the review button, do all that fun stuff. And thanks for hanging out with
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
And can they find you anywhere else online if you want to share any of your socials?
Yes. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all at Geeky Girl Gab. We're trying it all.
Excellent. It was so much fun being on your episode as well. So if you guys want to go check them out, you might hear me over there as well. If you want to be featured on our next podcast or you have a suggestion of any kind, join us in our Facebook group, No Guilt Disney, or you can send us an email, noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And make sure you keep joining us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye, y'all.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.